Let's go back to the beginning of the regular agenda and go to item 183, please.
Accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $5,177 from Oregon Impact for the 2015 Pedestrian Safety Enforcement Mini Grant Program.
Okay, Captain Sheffer standing by. I don't know if we have any questions about this, but come up and give us a quick picture of this, please. Small grant.
Good morning still. Kelly Sheffer with the Traffic Division for the Portland Police Bureau. And with me are the two subject matter experts, Officer Brian Sweeney and Sharon White from PBOT, who will speak to the grant.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. What this is it's something we've been doing for the last several years with PBOT already, but essentially it's five enforcement missions where we will, we've already identified five different locations and five different dates where we'll do a traffic enforcement at a crosswalk, and Sharon can speak on how that will happen.
So thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. And also want to thank you for the times that you've served as a pedestrian, and also Commissioner Novick. Thank you very much. The crosswalk enforcement actions is a wonderful opportunity to strengthen our partnership with the Portland Police and PBOT. It has a very strong educational element. And our goal is to help improve safety for pedestrians, but all roadway users. Prior to each crosswalk enforcement action, we put together a media advisory, and we notify the media that we're going to be doing it. We send it out to neighborhood associations and different community groups. And then a day or two, we usually do that about 3 or 4 days ahead of the crosswalk enforcement action. And then a day or two before, we go and we visit each of the businesses within 2 or 3 blocks. We tell them about the enforcement action, and we talk to them about always watching for pedestrians, and these are what the fines are and some of the consequences. Before we do the crosswalk enforcement action the day of, about 15, 20 minutes prior to start, we put out signs that are about this high that say, pedestrian crosswalk enforcement ahead. And we have orange cone and a flag. And then if I'm the walker, I always have on a light color jacket or light color pants or something so I'm definitely visible. And then during the enforcement action, whether I'm the walker or if it's one of you or another designated walker, we always allow adequate time for the driver to stop or bicyclist, whomever is approaching us. And we make good eye contact, so it's not like jumping out in front of people, drivers or anything. The police do a really awesome job. I don't take any responsibility for the enforcement or the warnings end of it, but they do a really great job. They give out the warnings and citations to pedestrians who are violating or doing something inappropriately, and then also to bicyclists and to drivers. After completion of our crosswalk enforcement action, we collect the results of it from the police bureau, and oftentimes we have a breakdown of what those categories are, like so many times is failure to stop for the pedestrian, or not wearing a seatbelt, or talking on their cell phone, or what have you. Then we take that information, we report it back to the media who had attended or either requested the information, and we post it on our website, and we share it with other community members that expressed interest. So I think all in all, it's a really great program. This allows us to do some additional over-hours time for the police for their time, and it helps us continue a program that I've been coordinating since 2004. And since that time, we've done 93 crosswalk enforcement actions that have resulted in 1,638 violations, or a little, right around there, and a little less than 500 warnings. So I think it's been, the community members seem to really appreciate it a lot. Business community also appreciate it. And it's, like I say, a good opportunity for PBOT and police to work together.
Thank you. Questions?
That's astonishing that you get so many violations even with all those warnings.
Yeah.
Is the pedestrian, the so-called decoy pedestrian, is that a paid person or a volunteer?
Well, right now it's always been a city person.
That's why it's so inexpensive. They've been using city commissioners as volunteers.
I would have thought that it could be even less expensive if it was always a volunteer rather than a staff person taking time out of their other job.
Well, Commissioner Novick and I don't want to be greedy, so anybody that wants to volunteer, I bet they'll take you up.
I would suspect that neighborhood associations and others would be very interested in doing that, which could then stretch the dollars for the enforcement part even further.
So in the, that's something within Leah Treats and our Bureau Active Transportation that we're thinking about and going to enter into a conversation with police about.
In the olden days, the Willamette Pedestrian Coalition used to independently put these on, and there'd be 20 or so of us crossing the street back and forth. So I know that there is a willingness of folks to do it.
Thank you.
Good point.
Is there some legal obligation why you have to warn people? I mean, I've never understood why we warn people ahead of time, that and also on your cell phone texting things, why you post warnings you're going to be doing enforcements at this intersection. It seems counterintuitive to me to really curb illegal behavior.
Well, I would think that our emphasis would be to educate folks, so to educate the public. So if that's where we're hoping to make impact, if we're educating, we're talking about it, and then on top of that, they receive a citation that wasn't because we weren't at least making an effort to educate what we're enforcing, whether it be texting while driving or the crosswalk missions that we're working on.
I think that's, it's a good point. It's open to discussion about how much warning we give people that, hey, we're really serious. Don't violate the law now. No, actually, it's always illegal to do those things.
Yeah, having one time been pulled over for not stopping entirely at a stop sign, I know that the heartbeat when I see the lights go on was definitely enough to get me to comply forever after. So the additional fine would have been more punishment than gaining compliance.
Most of the citations that are issued, they're also given an opportunity to take a class that we have here in Portland, the Share the Road Safety course. And most of the education in the class is about how to safely get through these types of locations in the city, not just pedestrian crosswalks, but stop signs and speeding and cell phone use. So most of the people that we contact are offered the class.
Commissioner Saltzman, I definitely understand your point, but I want to underscore Captain Sheffer's point that we take these opportunities to educate the general public beyond people that happen to be driving through that crosswalk enforcement action. So it's a bit of a balance, and I think that we strike the balance reasonably.
Good. Thank you very much. Other questions, discussion? Thank you all. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Okay, then let's accept the grant. Roll call, please.
Fritz.
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you. Aye.
Novick.
I really appreciate Sharon's work and that of the Police Bureau. We've had residents come up to us on the sidewalk and thank us for doing this and making the neighborhood safer. I just wanted to note that recently Patrick Stewart, otherwise known as Captain Picard, of the Starship Enterprise, was in town. And he was asked what he liked about Portland, and one of the things he said is that he really appreciated that motorists respect pedestrians at crosswalks. So I realize we've got a lot of work left to do. We're not as safe as we should be, but I think it's great that we managed to impress Captain Picard, particularly because he's been throughout the galaxy and has seen motorist behavior all over the place. Aye.
Thank you. Hales.
Well, I think this program delivers a lot of teachable moments for very little investment, but thanks to good work on your part. Well done. Thank you. Aye.